This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. Columbia Mayor Bob McDavid won re-election last night. McDavid received approximately 61% of votes, beating out Sid Sullivan. McDavid says his priorities are steeped in a 2011 citywide survey. He'll continue his focus on infrastructure and the economy.
Finding jobs, finding companies that can come to town to employ people at the whole range, all the way from the PhD physicist at the nuclear reactor to production jobs at the new company Beyond Meat.
McDavid's opponent, Sid Sullivan, received just more than 39% of the vote. Sullivan lost a six-way mayoral race to Bob McDavid in 2010. 70% of Columbia voters said yes to Proposition 1, which prevents the city from seizing private properties to give it to private entities. KBIA's Kalia Henderson has more.
The proposition also prohibits the city from using blight designations as justification to use eminent domain. Columbia resident Shelley Bott says Proposition 1 gives the city a clear message on what its residents think about blight designation.
I thought the council made a mistake when they tried to blight a lot of the city, and so I think this is just sending a message to them that the citizens aren't interested in having to turn that around again.
The blight debate became a hot-button issue last year when Regional Economic Development, Inc. proposed to designate much of North Columbia as blighted, making some community activists worried that it would make the area more vulnerable to eminent domain. Kalia Henderson, KBIA News.
Voters have decided to increase the sales tax in Boone County by 0.3 cents. The money will fund upgrades for 911 emergency communication services. Voters approved the measure by nearly 70%. KBIA's Alexandra Olgan was at the Blue Restaurant and Wine Bar last night and captured this reaction.
The proposition will increase the sales tax in Boone County by 0.3 cents, and that money will go towards upgrades for 911 emergency communication services. Joe Piper, the operations manager at the Office of Emergency Management, said he's thrilled about the win. He said the crew was so overworked and understaffed they had reached a breaking point.
Some days we just felt like leaving. We just felt like, you know, we've been here for years for the community. We've been doing our best. We've been breaking our backs, and we're just not getting any help. And I'm just really excited. I don't even know what to say.
Boone County Emergency Management employee Brian Madewell said he's looking forward to a better 911 center and staff.
To be quite honest, up until now we've been keeping the ship afloat for many years. Now we can actually build a floating boat and steer it in the right direction for Boone County the way that it deserves.
The money collected from the tax will go to building a new emergency management center, upgrading equipment, and hiring more staff. Alexandra Olgan, KBIA News.
The Missouri Department of Revenue has complied with a Senate subpoena and delivered thousands of documents relating to new driver's license procedures. The Republican-led Senate requested the documents over concerns that license applicants' personal documents, scanned into a state computer system, are shared with the federal government or a private company. Revenue Department officials have denied that they are sharing copies of personal documents, such as concealed weapons, endorsements, and birth certificates. The documents were delivered yesterday to the Senate Appropriations Chairman, Kurt Schaefer of Columbia, roughly an hour before the 4 p.m. subpoena deadline. Jefferson City residents who oppose the ballot measure for a new so-called mega high school are celebrating victory. According to KRCG-TV, 67% of voters decided against the measure. KBIA's Olga Kristolova has more.
Dan Ortmeyer is the treasurer for Citizens for Two Public High Schools and the campaign leader, which worked against the measure and supports one additional high school for use with the city current high school.
Really, the work begins now. Again, we still have a problem in the Jeff City School District in that we need to do something.
Ortmeyer says he feels like the community would support the second smaller high school if it went before voters. He says Jefferson City High School can be renovated, and the renovation should be fair and open to the local people.
We believe that they should not come back with this same proposal a year from now. It should be for a legitimate second high school in Jefferson City. The only other thing I would like to say is that a lot of people in the community felt like this was being, quote-unquote, jammed down their throat.
Ortmeyer says he's never been involved in political process before the high school issue. He says he'd like to see a special committee formed within the community to work out a solution for the future. Olga Kristolova, KBIA News.
In the Jefferson City Council race for City Council, Sean Schulte received 53% of the vote for the second ward seat. He beat Blake Marcus. Ken Hussey received 70% of the third ward seat to beat Len Stella, who received 30%. KBIA's Jen Cooper went to downtown watch parties in Jefferson City last night and filed this report.
Ken Hussey hosted his watch party at J.P. Finney's Sports Bar and Pub on High Street, where friends and family gather watching election results on television. He emerges the victor with 70% of the vote, according to KRCG-TV. Hussey says he's glad to have the support of the 3rd Ward, and he's ready to get to work to help move Jefferson City forward.
I think it starts with just being open and honest in the budgeting process, making sure that the financials are shared with the public.
Hussey ran against Lynn Stella, who took 30% of the votes, according to KRCG's results. Councilmember Brian Pope did not seek re-election, leaving the seat open to new candidates. In the 2nd Ward, Blake Marcus lost to incumbent Councilmember Sean Schulte by just 55 votes, according to KRCG's count. Marcus held his watch party at Capital City Cork and Provisions downtown.
I think it says to me that people here are ready for a change, and maybe I wasn't the one, or maybe now is not the time.
Despite the loss, Marcus says he plans on running again in the future. Jen Cooper, KBIA News.
3 employees have been injured during an accident at a Central Missouri nuclear plant. Ameren Missouri said in a written statement last night that the accident occurred in the switchyard area of its Callaway Energy Center shortly before 5 p.m. The company declined to elaborate about what happened, but Callaway County Emergency Management Director Michelle Kidwell said the 911 call reported burn victims, including 2 with burns to the face. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.